They had these tools, these powerful machines. They could predict possible futures. Not what was going to happen, but what could happen. Probabilities. And well, they spent a lot of energy trying to decide what was the most likely scenario for the future, theirs and ours. Desmond Miles, 2012. Hello, I'm Andrew. I want to welcome you to Visions of the Past, a podcast all about the lore of Assassin's Creed. This is episode 96, and today we're going to sit in the arms of the Yggdrasil device and take a look at some of its bows. The specific calculations that we're going to look at are meant to answer one question: what would have happened if Edward Kenway had kept his promise to his wife Caroline and returned to England 2 years after leaving to be a privateer? Like Desmond inside the Grey, this isn't a task that we should take on alone. So I'm pleased to welcome White Wolf Whispers to today's podcast.
Hello.
Well, I'm glad to finally see after that tongue-in-cheek tweet last week that we could sit down and do this.
This is going to be a lot of fun. I love talking about Edward.
Yes, you are probably the foremost expert that I can think of on Edward and Black Flag.
I do love the game, that's for sure.
So, before we discuss how we see the calculations, be warned, we won't go into the details of Edward's known life, as I've covered this in full in previous podcasts. But we will discuss some things that did happen to him and the attitudes of people that he was around before he would have left or after he returned home. So, the real big thing with Edward, he left 1712, October, something like that.
Yeah, it was late 1712, I believe.
So if we limit this to 2 years, that gives us what, 20, he would have come back at 23, 24.
Somewhere around 1714, 1715, somewhere. The game itself begins in 1715, so before the game begins, I would guess.
Okay. So there's really two ways Edward would have come home, at least the way I see it. Either he would have came home after the War of Spanish Succession because he didn't want to be a pirate.
Correct.
Or he would have came home after receiving probably a larger amount of gold after turning in the intel of Duncan Walpole. Because the way I look at it, anyway, either he would have been so distraught of needing to earn that money illegally that he would have come home
You think he would have
saying,
been distraught because he was earning it illegally?
yeah, because
Okay.
the way I'm kind of looking at this is he didn't want to be a pirate. The
No, he
only
didn't.
reason he really turned to piracy is because he felt like there was no way he could go home without money.
Very true. He made the promise to Caroline's father that he was not going to return until he had money.
So I think the only thing that would have kept him from keeping that promise would be how he made that money. So let's say he comes home, doesn't turn pirate, and he just doesn't have the money. He didn't he just has his share of privateering, be it from the Emperor or the Sea Dog's Bite. How do you see Edward's life being different?
I think he might have maybe matured a little bit during that time. He was pretty young when he, ventured off. And I think, 2 or 3 years of being away, I would hope that he would have, matured a little bit. I do think he probably would have tried to seek out Caroline, but I don't feel he would have been successful. Either Caroline's family would have poisoned her against him, or Caroline's father would have probably kept her away from him. I'm not sure. Caroline was pretty disappointed in him that he left. At one point in the novel, she in the game she pretty much it looks like that she has agreed to it, him leaving. But in the novel, at one point she practically begs him not to go. So I she was pretty disappointed that he left, and I think after her returning back to her family, I think the poisoning against him would have probably been pretty effective, and she would have given birth to their daughter. And I don't know. I just don't see that it would have been successful, Caroline and Edward becoming a couple again.
Well, if we look at Edward's relationship with his parents, let's start there. Because you're right, there's a lot to dig through with his relationship with the Scots. But his father disowned him because of the Templars, Emmett Scott and his lackeys, for lack of a better word, burnt down the family farm. They couldn't do anything. His mom went to bartend at the Old Shillelagh. So I don't think that would have changed at all. And especially without any money, they still would have disowned him. He'd have come back to probably Bristol. And I think he would have tried to see Caroline. And that's the real big question, is how Caroline would see him come back, because he would be defeated, there is no doubt. And even if he went back to England, would he show himself in Bristol, or would he just go to London because of that failure? Does he kind of go back and forth? You see, I think Edward, after being at sea for 2 years, roughly, he would have been at least more confident with his swordsmanship and his shooting ability. One of the reasons he left the way that he did was he got bested by Walton. Was that his name?
Wilson.
Yes, Wilson. And so, like, I would assume that Emmett, when Edward came back, would at least be a little bit more wary of Edward. Maybe not as fearful as he was when Edward came back in 17, what, 1712?
1720,
And he
22.
knew from being a Templar that Edward was an assassin.
He would have known then.
So the question here with Emmett is, how afraid is he of the pirate compared to the assassin? Because when he came in as an assassin, Emmett hid. Sure, Caroline was dead because of Emmett. The smallpox he contracted
Refuse.
from London.
Refuse to give Caroline the medication.
Yep. and his wife. I mean, how I know you're a Templar, but I don't get that thought process.
Yeah.
I don't get it. So I think he would overlook Edward, and depending on how sour Caroline is and his reaction to, oh, how old would she be? 18 months to his little girl. It's hard without money because that's what he left trying to gain,
Yeah.
how he would come back, because he was, from what we saw, selfish, arrogant, very proud man. So
I think his I think his yes, he was proud, but he was pretty not devastated, that's not the word, but pretty disappointed and pretty embarrassed that he couldn't provide for Caroline in the way that he thought that she wanted and in the way that he thought that they should be. I don't think he was going after money for the sake of being rich. I think he
not at
was going,
first.
yes, yeah, but I think he wanted money so that he could better provide for Caroline. And I think if he came back without money, he would have been even more broken and embarrassed and just feeling like a failure. I just don't yeah
He'd have definitely ended up back in the taverns again.
I yes yes
And I wonder how Caroline would have reacted, because Edward wouldn't have come back with a swollen chest and saying, "I am the man I said I was. Here's what I have." He would have hidden. And I wouldn't be surprised if Ross, Rose, what was
Rose, the
the
girl? Yeah.
servant's name?
Rose.
I'm sure she would have found him. Without a doubt.
If he was hiding out in the taverns, I'm
If he
sure
was
she would have
in
found him.
Bristol at all,
Yeah.
I think she would have found him.
Yeah.
And with what he did for her in 17, was it 21, or was that still 22? Saving her from that group of guys.
A rose? No,
Yeah.
that happened before 1711. That
Okay.
happened way before that was the events leading up to him meeting Caroline.
Right. And I couldn't remember if that was in 1711 or early 22
No,
or
that was like
22, 1712. I'm sorry. So I think if he goes back to Bristol, Caroline's going to find out one way or another. Especially with Emmett being a high-ranking Templar.
Right.
And I'm curious with Emmett and Caroline. I think Caroline would have resisted any kind of negative downside from Emmett if within that first 2 years. Everything after that, because she saw Edward as a man of his word. And if he came back with that time frame, I think that she would be more likely to go back with him, because for her, it wasn't about the lifestyle. It was just about being with a person that she loved and respected.
Right.
So, go ahead.
She was pretty upset at him though that that he left. I think maybe at first she might have been pretty receptive to the trash talking and the bad things that Emmett her father was saying about Edward. But maybe after a while she might have realized, well, you hope that maybe after a while she would have realized that Edward really was trying to you know, to do something good for them. You can hope.
I don't disagree. I believe Emmett would be at it every day.
Yeah.
But if Edward comes in and he said, I said 2 years, I'm here.
Yeah.
I failed. What can I do? I think with Caroline, he'd be fine. Emmett, on the other hand, is a whole nother story.
Yeah, and I really do think that if Emmett had found out that Edward was back before Caroline did, Emmett might have, tried what he could, maybe send out more people to try to kill Edward, or I think he would have worked really hard to keep Caroline away from Edward.
Yep, absolutely agree. What was it? Was it four men that he sent before Edward left, and Edward was still able to kill one or two of them?
Yeah, it was three or four. I can't remember now. I think it was three. But yeah, it's kind of the book itself is not at all very blatant about the fact that Emmett is a Templar. And it's a very subtle note later on when Edward is privateering and he sees the ring on a captain that was the same ring that was on Wilson, I think it was, who beat him up before putting him on the ship. So it's pretty subtle. You have to kind of make a connection.
Yeah, the way the book is written, it's like a letter to Jenny.
Yes, yeah.
Detailing Edward's life.
So Edward did not know, of course. The book doesn't tell you, so...
No, you have to read between the lines.
Yeah.
But it makes sense based on Emmett's dealings with the India Trading Company.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that he was trying to set Caroline up with the son of a different Templar.
Yep.
So it makes sense that he would, at least at this point, know that Edward has probably come by another Templar and is a bit more dangerous than when he left. So it makes sense that he might not necessarily be afraid of Edward, but he'd be more, I guess, respectful of what he can do, is more of kind of what I'm thinking. And he probably would have sent more men.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he would have tried everything he could to definitely kill Edward, but definitely to also to, if Edward couldn't be killed, he would have done everything he could to keep Caroline away from him.
So. I do wonder if he would have secretly tried to move his family to London.
Emmett? Or
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess either way, because Edward at that point would have possibly tried to secret away Caroline and Jen.
If Caroline was receptive to it, I think definitely Edward would have tried. I do think he would have tried that. As long as Caroline was open to that idea. And because again, I don't think Caroline didn't. She didn't care about the money.
No.
And I think she would have really liked to have been back with Edward and then be a family, you know, with raising Jenny. So.
Yeah, and I think at that point, if Edward comes to his parents and say, here's your granddaughter, that's probably the only thing that's going to get his dad to not disown him anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. To take him back, or at least try to create a relationship again.
Right. Yeah. And I don't see that relationship as lasting very long, because Bernard died of pleury. I think that's how it's pronounced, but he died of a common medical issue of the time in 1717. I still think that would have happened.
Let's see, if Edward had come back, if Edward would have come back in like,
I think the only thing that might not have been different from a death perspective is Caroline. Because she gets smallpox in 1720,
dies late.
Shortly after.
Yeah. It's much later than if Edward had come back or whatever.
Yeah. So even if Edward just comes back and says, "Hi, I'm still here. I'd like some kind of relationship with my daughter," and Emmett doesn't have him killed, I think it's less likely for Caroline to get smallpox.
Yeah. It's pretty sad. Even in the game, Edward, just everybody around him just dies or so Edward has had to deal with a lot of deaths in his life. So it's, we can hope for better things for him, but his is a pretty tragic life.
Yeah, it is. A lot of death. And the hard part about saying what if about Edward's life without money is there's a lot of different ways he can be received in Bristol from his parents, Caroline, the Scots. What was the relationship between Edward and Caroline's mother? I don't remember if they even talked about it.
In the book, I don't think that he really had much of a relationship with her mother. I think really the only time that she's mentioned is when they come to their wedding. And Emmett says, you know, "I'm not giving you the dowry." And her mother just looks like she just wants to disappear into the walls. She's just, at least in the book, it didn't sound like that was something that she wanted for Caroline and for Edward. But I don't think that there's much else mentioned about Caroline's mother.
Okay. So in that scene alone, you can tell how much Miss Scott cares for Caroline. And I want to compare something real quick. I'm gonna throw Black Flag at you in another of your favorite Assassin's Creed games. Do you see Emmett acting like Francois de la Serre when it comes to their daughters?
No.
Go ahead.
No.
Because I kind of do. Because of Arno's relationship with Elise and Francois not really liking it and not wanting to bring him as a Templar. So I can kind of see it.
Maybe my perception of De La Serre and my perception of Emmett is De La Serre wasn't an evil man, whereas I see Emmett as being an evil man.
Okay. Well, the thing with that is that we're also seeing Emmett through
that's true.
Edward's eyes.
That's true.
So I can see how Edward sees Emmett as an evil man, especially with the ending he gave him.
The ultimatum?
So, well, bullet to the head. So, like, what's the best way of saying this? Like, I can see why, but I can also see Emmett as being a man who's just trying to look out for the best for his daughter.
But
maybe he's not going around it the right way.
There you go. Yeah. Maybe he feels he's doing the best for his daughter, but on the other hand, somebody who doesn't give someone medication.
True.
That's just, to me, that's just evil.
That's right. That was Rose who told them that.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a perception from Edward. That was true blue fact.
So, I don't know. Emmett was so he was a very domineering person, and if things weren't going his way, he tried to do things, you know, to burn down or to send people to burn down Edward's family's farm just because Edward didn't accept Emmett's proposal to
guarantee leave. That Caroline wouldn't go back.
Yeah. Again, that's just evil.
Okay. All right. I will acquiesce to that point of view. Okay. I don't know if I'd put him on the evil of Rodrigo or Cesare, but okay. So that kind of leaves us with one other option. What if Edward came home with money?
Yeah.
And to me, I don't think he had been at that point pirating or privateering enough to have a fortune, he would have considered a fortune.
But he would have had some.
He would have had something. He wouldn't have come home 100% penniless.
Right.
But there's one moment in June of 1715 where he could have made a lot of money. For lack of a better term, was part of a pirating raid. I forget the name of the ship, but it ended with the death of Duncan Walpole. But he went ahead and sold the intel anyway. Mm-hmm. Made 1,000 reales. 1,000 reales. Always pronounce that one bad. So what if, when one of the things that Edward did, 100% did, was he pickpocketed everyone at that meeting?
Yep.
So let's assume he made the money he thought he needed to go back to England. Mm-hmm. First, he himself now has one of those rings. At least I don't remember him giving it back to Torres.
Yeah, I don't remember unless they took it from him before putting him on board the brig.
Yeah, I don't remember if that was one of those things where they took it after he tried to kidnap Roberts.
Right.
Or if after the meeting they had to put it back.
Yeah.
I don't remember. In my head, this is, he keeps the ring.
Okay.
So he goes back borderline Templar at this point.
Yep.
Because he's sold Duncan stuff, he's got this ring, and he's got contacts in the Templars. So this changes things a lot. Because now he comes back. I'm assuming he's going to keep Duncan's outfit. Maybe he changes. But if he confronts Emmett with a purse full of coin and a Templar ring, that changes a lot.
I'm not sure that Edward would have embraced, oh, I'm a Templar now.
No, I don't see him as embracing it as all.
Yeah.
At all. But he would have absolutely used that ring to get what he wanted.
He very well might have, especially if if he showed up at the Scott home and said, you know, here I am, and if Emmett was reluctant or refusing to let him even see Caroline, then yeah, I think Edward was clever enough or crafty enough that he would have pulled out that Templar ring and said, you know what?
Either he would have used that as, I've killed Templars before, or I am one.
Oh yeah, that's
one.
A good point. Yeah. Yeah. He could have definitely pulled that out and said, you know, look, yeah, you're right. He could have said, I've killed a Templar before. I'm not above doing it again. Yep. If you don't get out of my way.
And he'd have done it probably right there.
So, yeah, that's a,
or he would have threatened to cut his lips off.
And feed him.
Feed him. To...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, that would have been another great place for him to deviate. Would have been with the Fort Gold. But at that point, he was too far gone looking for the observatory.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, coming back with money, I think that gives him more of a chance to rekindle with Caroline. And actually, I don't think it changes much with Emmett, because he still doesn't look at Edward on par with anyone that she was trying to get him with.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. I think the I think Emmett definitely would have still disrespected Edward as an option for Caroline.
Because he would have known that the money that he had didn't come respectfully. The life with, like, relationship with Edward's father, I think that would have been a little bit better. Especially if he had enough to,
like, set their farm back up again.
At least make it to where his mother wasn't working at the bar.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good thought. Yeah.
Because I can see Edward taking that and taking the money that he has, investing it in Bristol and his parents' farm to bring Caroline out of whatever indoctrination that Emmett has been giving and saying, see, he's a good man.
Now, do you think that when Edward returned, do you think that the assassins would have seeked him out in some way to maybe try? No?
I don't know, because, like, they wouldn't, one, the Caribbean assassins would have no way to do anything. They would have shortly been eliminated by Torres.
Ah, okay.
Because with the maps and knowing where they were, there was no way that the assassins could stop that attack without Edward telling them about it. Because when he went to Tulum, he basically said, yeah, I sold them maps. They know where you are.
It's my fault. Yeah.
Yeah. And he still didn't really care until Mary's death.
Right.
So I don't think they would have done it. Now, maybe if the British assassins found out that he was the one that did what he did for, instead of Duncan, probably. But I think that knowledge that it was not Duncan, I think that would have kept him safe.
You had mentioned earlier you didn't know if maybe he would have kept Duncan's outfit. If he came back and had that outfit still. I mean, I don't think he would have gone around wearing it, but I just wonder if maybe someone somewhere along the line would have seen it and be like, hey, what are you doing with this? How did you get this? Just kind of wonder.
It makes me think of after his prison sentence, where he's in the giblet, Atabai helps him out, and after all of that, he hands him the robes and says, you haven't earned these, but they suit you.
Right.
So I could see if he kept them, probably something that I take Edward as a sentimental kind of guy when it comes to clothing and weapons and his ship, mostly because of what we see in Syndicate in his house. See him as sentimental.
Yeah.
So I could see him keeping the outfit until it doesn't suit him anymore. But the question really is he dumb enough to wear it in England?
I don't think he would be.
If he is, Miko would probably kill him.
Yeah. Although I'm sure that the British assassins at some point found out that Duncan was a traitor. So
the question is when. Most likely it would have been, no, Atabai found out seventeen fourteen, because they knew to be in Havana when
it was 1715.
Because the only reason they were in Havana was because of Roberts. They didn't know at that time about Warpole. So when they were with Roberts, that's when they found out about Walpole.
Yeah. So
I think they would have, the British assassins would have assumed that he had betrayed them as soon as they couldn't find him. They would either assume betrayal or death. But the fact that he didn't have, that he took the blood vial, they would, if they can't find it, they assume betrayal. I would.
Well, I think too, at some point somebody would have had to connect the dots in terms of why are all these assassin hideouts or bureaus, why are these all being attacked? What has happened here? And if they can't find Duncan Walpole anywhere, somebody would have put two and two together that Walpole was the traitor.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Duncan would, with Edward coming back so soon, how likely do you think it is that he gets a pardon from Robert?
Right.
From Sir Robert. Probably unlikely.
I was going to say, I really doubt that would.
Because the knowledge that he killed Duncan at that point would be scarce. Yeah. Highly unlikely.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's all interesting. I think, again, it comes down to you just wanting Edward to have had a happier life. And he, for a long time, he did think that money was the only way that he could be happy. And I do think that if he had money, it certainly would have made it easier for him if he did come back, you know, after 2 years when he said he was going to. I do think he would have had a happier life. I do think that he would have, with or without Emmett's blessing or even without his approval, I do think he would have gotten Caroline back, gotten his family back, Caroline and Jenny. And Maybe they would have moved away or, you know, made a new life for themselves elsewhere.
I do think he would constantly be looking over his shoulder way or another.
Yeah.
Even if it's not, if it's Emmett or the assassins or the Templars, once they find out that he wasn't Duncan.
Yeah.
So I think he would have had a happier life for a time. And this doesn't take into the thought of what if, to get away from it all, Edward takes Caroline and Jen to London and they all get smallpox. So there are multiple different layers, multiple different ways the boughs of the tree could go before it snaps back to that nexus point, essentially.
Right. Well, that's, I mean, it's an interesting thought. I think though that Caroline, even if she had become ill with, or any of them had become ill with smallpox, I do think that there's a possibility that she could have even survived it, because I know Edward wouldn't have refused her medication.
No, Edward would have done everything that he could have to get her the meds.
Absolutely.
Legal or not.
Yes. So, yeah, whether or not she would have survived that, though, is, you know, it's another one of those what if.
Yep.
So.
And but, since we bring it out this way, either way, to focus on the larger Assassin's Creed world at this point, if Edward does not do his pirating in the Caribbean, either way, rich or not, when he leaves, the Templars still get the blood vial, the information on the observatory, the sage, the location of the assassins. I still think they become the wardens of the observatory.
Oh, yeah.
So yes. That changes the whole world aspect. And Haytham doesn't get born.
Well, correct.
Maybe he gets born, but his mother isn't Tessa. I think he absolutely won't meet Tessa unless Caroline dies from smallpox.
I was just going to say, if Caroline dies, then maybe Edward if that's, remarries later. Yeah.
A nexus point. If that's a constant in every timeline, then he meets Tessa.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Haytham could still be a being. if Caroline still dies. So I think that's still a possibility. Because Edward could definitely remarry and, you know, meet and marry Tessa later. So
do you think if Edward comes back while Jennifer is an infant, does she take his name?
I think it would depend on what Caroline wanted to do.
Does, that's fair.
Yeah, I think if Caroline allows it, or if Caroline insists upon it, then yeah, I don't see why she wouldn't have been Jennifer Kenley. Because I think Caroline, at least on the AC Wiki, is listed as Caroline Scott Kenway.
Right.
So I think, yeah, if Edward comes back and they're a family again, I don't see why Caroline would have disapproved of it. So
I can definitely see her publicly going by the hyphenated. I don't know if she'd fully go Kenway, though. And that also turns into Haytham never becoming one of the best grandmasters of the Templars. One thing that I do want to ask. Does Edward's life end the way that it did? Does Caroline get kidnapped?
Instead of Jenny?
Well, yes. Because, well, actually, they came into his house for the diary.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If he came back so early, there would be no diary.
Correct.
He wouldn't so have, there'd be no reason.
Yeah, he wouldn't have discovered the observatory or anything to do with the assassins. There would have been none of that.
Yeah, so there would be almost 0% chance that Jennifer gets sold into the Ottoman sex slave.
Unless the Templars, unless Emmett is still sending the Templars out, you know, to get Edward.
Ooh, that would be rough if instead of Braddock, it's Emmett. Well, no, it wasn't Braddock.
It was Birch.
It was Birch, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it could have been Emmett sending the Templars out to get him.
That's horrible to think about the idea that your grandfather would be the one to make sure you end up in the sex slave trade.
Evil, I'm telling you. Emmett was evil.
Ooh, man.
So.
That hurts my heart. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think Emmett would have tried to stop Edward at all costs. And you're right, Edward would have always been looking over his shoulder. You know, once he got back and, you know, had moved Caroline and Jenny away. I do think he would have always been looking over his shoulder. And I do think that Emmett would have put everything he could into killing Edward and getting Caroline back.
I think at that point, if he came back for any reason, Emmett would lose Caroline if Edward died. If he caused it.
Oh, if he caused it, yeah.
But if he made it look natural, yeah. And not a warehouse fire.
Yeah.
So I have this question. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't necessarily go along with anything that we've said, but how is it Edward Kenway, mentor of the British assassins, not realize he hired a high-ranking British Templar to keep his books?
I'm not really sure. Birch was, I guess, very good at covert operations. Birch was very interested in the first civilization information, and he wanted Edward's diary, wanted Edward's journal, and I think he just had this master plan and just totally deceived him.
Well, his first plan was to marry Jenny.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why I find it so hard to conceive of what happened to Jenny. How could someone who wanted to marry her let that happen?
Yeah.
And it goes to what Henry said about Reginald Bush in the 1860s, that he was one of the most diabolical and evil men that led the Templars.
Yeah.
So, like, he's like, okay, my first we're going to try to marry the daughter. That doesn't work. We're going to send the daughter off, and we're going to warp the mind of the son. That's what it was.
He somehow worked his way into being the estate manager or the I don't even remember what he was.
It's something like that. He was keeping accounting books for his shipping business, I think.
Okay. So yeah, he worked his way into getting Edward, I guess, to trust him enough.
And he was too impatient. Mm-hmm. Edward died at, he was what, 42?
Yeah.
So it's just Edward from being a pirate, being an assassin, or any of the other changes that we have discussed today. He needed to always looking over his shoulder, and he died because he didn't. He thought, as the mentor with a high profile shipping business, that he was immune.
Well, I think Jenny was the one who warned him about Birch. I think Jenny was the one who told him that Birch wasn't who he was saying he was or who he appeared to be, and Edward kind of just blew it off.
Yep.
So
it does make me wonder what they're going to do with the webtoon
in terms of the
Edward's
setting
character
of it?
And beginning.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm assuming that based on what they have said is that it's Edward's life in the Pacific. So this is the 10 or so years before he goes back to London for the final time after he was a pirate. I'm assuming he's hunting for the Shroud. This is the story of him finding the Shroud and taking it to London. It's my assumption.
Yeah, I haven't paid much attention to that in terms of what they're doing setting-wise or time-wise.
That's about all the information that we have.
Okay.
Is that it's set in the Pacific. So it's the only thing I can assume that they were doing. And when we bring up his diary, there's also information on the Shroud in it. So there's a lot of stuff that Birch would have been looking for in that diary.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a 10-year period. Let's see, he comes back in what, 21, 22?
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah, he returned in 1722.
So yeah, it was 13 years. 13 years that they could cover in that time period, I guess.
So yeah, it's... I have always assumed that this time frame was covered by Edward sailing the Jackdaw around the world looking for other pieces of Eden under the guise of shipping.
Yes.
And to me, this is a story of that, where he finds the Shroud. At least that's what I'm assuming.
Going to be pretty interesting.
It's something to look forward to. I mean, the next year we're going to see mostly transmedia stuff anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I can't think of any other way things would change.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't disagree. He would have either come back with the money or without it, but he still would have tried to, he definitely would have still tried to get back with Caroline. I think really it just comes down to whether or not he would have had the money or not.
Yep.
So.
And how Emmett would have let him in.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have, no. But the question just becomes, what does Emmett do? But these are our thoughts on the deviations of Edward's life. And you can let me know what you think on Twitter at visions_AC. And where can they find you, Wolfie?
Twitter. It's Wolfie_whispers. Wolfie is Wolfie_whispers. I'm not on Facebook or Instagram or anything like that. So mostly Twitter, of course, the subreddit, one of the mods on the subreddit, Discord, several different Discords, as White Wolf Whispers on those. So.
And before we sign off, there's one thing I gotta say. Sure. I need to thank you.
Oh, sure.
You put me in contact with a great number of amazing people who I am happy to announce helped me celebrate the 2-year anniversary of Visions of the Past. We sat down, and what we have done and what's in the process of coming out is we sat and we had a great time playing a quote unquote Assassin's Creed versions of Dungeons and Dragons. We're going to put that out for our 2-year anniversary. So keep an eye out on how that turns out, how when that's fully announced and the schedule for that. But I need to thank you. You put me in touch with some great people.
Oh, you're welcome. It was my pleasure.
So it was my pleasure. Maybe next time we can talk you into it.
Maybe.
I want to thank you all for joining us today. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday for new episodes. And if you love stories about Assassin's Creed lore, please tell your friends and follow this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting platform. And if you want to support this podcast and help provide for new episodes, I'd love for you to buy me a cup of coffee at bit.ly/visions_coffee. And if you have any questions about Assassin's Creed or topics you'd like me to cover, please feel free to hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at visions_AC. Or you can check out my TikTok at Visions of the Past podcast. And you can find those links in the show notes below. Until next time, my assassin friends, make sure to follow the creed. And to the Templars that may be listening, may the Father of Understanding guide you.